Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, we spent the past week traveling across South Africa and seeing some agribusinesses and the farmers. And these trips always offer an opportunity to see how are the crop conditions looking like. Are all of the regions receiving sufficient rainfalls at the right time, and what the grazing felt also looks like. And I must say that from what I have observed, especially in the eastern regions around Mpumalanga and the other areas, crops are looking great. And I sent out a few text messages to also inquire from other colleagues and farmers that are in the Free State and Northwest on how the recent rains have been for them and how the crop conditions look. And the message I'm receiving from most of the people is super positive. I was worried that too much rain may begin to cause some problems in various areas, and farmers quickly reminded me that rain does more good than bad in agriculture. So I can safely say that the mid-February rainfall across South Africa have been excellent for the sector. And I think even folks that are in livestock, the improvement in the grazing felt and the good soil moisture that may sustain that improvement for the coming months is something that we are all happy about. And these rains won't end in this month. If the forecasts that we are looking at, the La Nina forecasts, are anything to go by, they suggest that we may continue to receive relatively good rains across the country through to March. And I think this is going to be important. I've made the point in the previous segments that there are areas of South Africa that planted late because of the erratic rains at the start of the season, especially somewhere around November to mid-December. For those areas that planted late December into early January, if, of course, we get those rains through to March, that means that some of their crop may be in pollination at that time and it will require more moisture, and that rain may actually be the relief that we all need. The only thing that most farmers are praying for is that we don't get frost later in the season. Previous segment, I talked about the dangers of that in maize, but I think generally in all crops, we don't want to get frost at a later season because that may weigh negatively on the yields. But as things stand, from the rains that we saw mid-February this year, I think that offered a bit of a nice journey towards the recovery in South African agriculture. And of course, the last season was tough, and this is a point we have revisited several times, because it was the midsummer drought that led to significant failure in much of our summer crop and very costly to farmers. But one of the aspects that we always worry about when we are in tough season like that is what happens to jobs, what happens to trade in agriculture. And I think so far the figures are looking reasonably better than many people anticipated, including myself. We just received, for example, the last quarter data in terms of employment in agriculture. And in the last quarter, there were around 924,000 people employed in primary agriculture. This was down by 1% from the third quarter of 2024 and almost equal to the last quarter of 2023. Which means that then at the end of 2024, as difficult as it was and costly to farmers that lost much of their crop, they still sustained and kept the workers at the farms. And I think the other aspect that we can glean on that number is the fact that the difficulty of 2024 in agriculture was not a uniform thing. There were pockets of agriculture that did reasonably well. Consider, for example, the horticulture, fruits and vegetables. The fruit industry has been enjoying reasonably better prices, higher juice prices in the case of citrus. And at the same time, that drought, midsummer drought, was intense in a space of about a month or two. Before that, at the start of the season, we had received reasonably better rains, which improved the dam levels, which meant then that for irrigation, we were able to irrigate, but at the same time, we had stable electricity, which was of the benefit to the sector. So that irrigation, better dam level, stable electricity sustained the production conditions in fruit farming in South Africa. And the fruit subsector employs a lot of South Africans. And I think that these jobs numbers that coming up robustly, they speak to that nuance of how the sector looks like and where some of those jobs could have been in. And I think even more positive is that when you look at a 924,000 people working in primary agriculture, this is well above the long-term average of jobs, because the long-term average jobs in this sector is just around about 800,000 people. So really robust employment. It does also, though, signal that for 2025, where agricultural conditions are far better than what we saw in the previous year, then it's safe to assume that employment conditions could be better this year in the sector compared to what we saw in 2024. The subsectors that registered the notable job losses in the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter in 2024 were, of course, field crops, but also game and hunting and forestry were some of those, which again supports this point I was saying that the fruit subsector did reasonably well. The other subsector that improved or saw a bit of a recovery from the last quarter of 2024 is the livestock industry. The livestock industry for much of 2023 and the 2022 and even for a greater part of 2024 was challenged by the animal diseases. We had foot and mouth disease for last year in parts of the Eastern Cape, KZN, and in much of the country in years before that. We also had African swine fever that was terrible for our pig industry, avian influenza in poultry the years before that. So all of those were things that were just weighed on the sector. But I think by the end of 2024, we had managed to control the spread of much of those diseases, and the sector was starting to look really well. And, you know, the provinces, there were only two that were still struggling at the time. It was the Eastern Cape and KZN. Much of the country had been cleared out of the diseases. Even there, it was a foot and mouth disease. On the avian influenza, great recovery. The challenge that the farmers at the time were struggling with was just the higher feed prices. But I think all things equal, there was certainly a recovery that we were seeing in that space. And even if you were to look at the exports figures, take, for example, the red meat exports in the last quarter of 2024, they were already signaling and showing that improvement, which shows that things were getting better in that sector. And I think that that sustained the jobs too, in addition to the gains that we saw in the horticultural industry. So that's how the sector looked like in terms of the jobs performance. 924,000 people, primary agriculture, end of 2024. This year, of course, we are assuming and hoping that there will be a recovery. The other challenge that whenever we think about the jobs in agriculture always come to mind is the story of minimum wage. But I think what we saw, the increase that the government legislated at the start of this year, it was fairly mild along the inflation lines. And I think even for farmers that have many instances complained about the pressures that the minimum wage puts on them, they may be able to stomach some of this. Of course, here I'm not discounting the higher input costs that the sector already faced through higher fertilizers, agrochemicals, fuel, and labor adds onto that. But I think the increases of the recent minimum wage were somewhat to within the manageable levels. The only risk that the sector now sits and thinking about, and many people are occupied about, is of course the uncertainty on the trade issues, mainly AGOA, which also is big in the horticulture industry, specifically citrus, nuts, grapes, and wine, are those that are largely exposed on that. I will do a different segment to discuss about the AGOA and the trade issues on that, but there's a lot of work and a focus and anxiety that is related to that. And we need as South Africa to work to retain AGOA while at the same time thinking about the post-AGOA scenario, as well as widening the export markets in other geographies in the world. Those are some of the things that are on top of mind. But I do think it's important to specify also in terms of the regions on where the job losses that we talked about, that 1% decline in employment on a quarterly basis was. There were three provinces that had those losses concentrated on. It's the Eastern Cape, it's the Free State, and Limpopo. And I think both it speaks to the field crop component there, especially the Free State. For the Eastern Cape and Limpopo, also a bit of a field crop. But in addition to that, just the seasonality aspects may have added to the component of the employment in those provinces. The Eastern Cape, of course, was still struggling even with the foot and mouth, was still lingering, although having improved and cleared in greater parts of the country, as I've said. But in the Eastern Cape and KZN at the end of last year, those were some of the two provinces that were remaining with some challenges. So overall, this year, I think much of what we are looking at is a sector that is recovering. Employment conditions would be better, but I think the trade and the geopolitical aspects are the ones that are lingering now and threatening the farm profitability. And many people in agriculture are focused on resolving some of those challenges, engaging with international players. But I think beyond the geopolitics and trade, there are some fundamental factors that South Africa must address, because those continue to constrain the long-term growth prospects of this sector. And this includes the port efficiencies, poor roads and railway line, crime, stock theft, worsening municipality delivery services. Those are just some of the things that I think for the long-term growth prospect of this sector, they must be resolved. They must be resolved along with the release of the land, which is the government land, the 2.5 million hectares that so many of us have been writing about, because I think it is fundamental and key to the long-term growth of the sector. So when we are thinking about where South Africa's agricultural sector is going, I think we must consider those for the long-term prospects of the sector. But for the near term, really looking at threats around trade, but the belief that also we are in a better season, and the evidence is there. There's good rainfall. What we are observing in our driving across the country provides additional comfort that this may be a great season for agriculture. And with that, folks, let me stop there for this week, and really thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it in all of the platforms and to people that you think may benefit from it. But I must also thank the people that help in putting all of this together, loading it up in all of the areas that you listen to, and that is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Do follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, across all socials, and follow the Mkokeli podcast on X, and our publisher, The Financial Mail, across all socials. Thanks for listening.